Time to talk Cavaliers basketball with Tim Alcorn. It's brought to you on WEOL by your Tuffy Auto Service Center, Cleveland Street, Elyria, Broadway, Lorraine, Route 58 in Amherst. We last left the Cavaliers on Sunday.
Into the forecourt. Garland just inside the half-court line. Right side, Strus. Max for three. Good! Oh, my goodness! Max Strus. That bucket looks like the ocean. And he's just throwing the ball in there. 74-72. Cavs by two.
Ended up with 20 points in that third quarter. Do you see that coming, Tim, when you got a player that starts a quarter and you're suddenly thinking, wait, all of my score sheets following him along, getting all those points?
As I said right there, that bucket looks huge. I don't know if it looks like the ocean, but it looks huge to the player, and they just get in that zone, as players call it, and they really can't define it. They just know that every time they put the basketball up, it's going to go in, and it's fun to watch when it happens.
And the other players are very aware, right? And they just feed them the ball if at all possible.
Absolutely. Nope, you're right, Bruce. You're exactly right. Get the guy with the hot hand, the basketball. And the Cavaliers did a great job of doing that on Sunday. They knew Max was hot. They found him, and he shot it and hit it.
Right. Tonight we take on Atlanta. This is the final of the in-season preliminary games. I could read what can happen. How versed are you of what tonight's victory might mean for the Cavs?
Well, I know they can't win their group, so Indiana has clinched that. The Pacers have won the group that the Cavs are in. Now, the Cavs can still get a wild card. They have to win tonight. They have to beat Atlanta. And then I believe there's three or four other teams that have to lose, or the Cavs, if you get into tiebreakers and all that.
Let me give you, we'll see how
it unfolds.
What the NBA says. So Cleveland clinches a wild card if one of the following occurs. Now, there's not too many in this list, by the way. Cleveland victory plus a New York loss, Miami loss, Boston loss, and a Brooklyn loss. So we're rooting for everybody to lose in around that. Cleveland victory and wins tiebreaker over any second-place team from other groups that also would have a 3-1 record. So we'll just wait for them to sort it out, and we determine then what happens next week, where we have either some part of that tournament or they schedule just regular season games with the losers, I guess is how that works out next week, right? It's kind of a—
That's actually correct.
Yes.
There will be two games next week. We just don't know where, we don't know when, we don't know the opponent. But there will be two games next week, right? Regular season games.
Well, according to the schedule, it's Wednesday and Friday are the games that the regular season would take place if you're not part of this, perhaps. But hey, it's Christmas, anything is possible during this, but it's kind of a new thing. We'll see how the anticipation builds and who ends up taking that trophy. Just kind of a fun thing happening in the NBA. Are we going to see a full contingent of Cavs players, the starting lineup? When's that going to happen? Have you figured that out?
Well, it's interesting you asked that, Bruce. I just looked at the injury report during Fox Sports. I was listening to Fox Sports and looking at the injury report. And the only guy out tonight is Dean Wade and Ty Jerome. Boy, Ty Jerome really has a serious ankle sprain, and anybody that's been through that knows how long it can take. So Dean Wade and Ty Jerome are out, but everybody else ready and raring to go.
Before I let you go, what was it like having LeBron back in town, sort of there? He's the oldest player in the NBA, now had the most minutes ever played of an NBA player, and, of course, yesterday had that big loss, so he's seen it all. What was it like having him back home over the weekend?
Well, there were a lot of LeBron jerseys in the crowd. And listen, I thought the Cavaliers did a very, very courteous thing and professional and classy, the video presentation for LeBron, because, of course, it's his first visit back to Cleveland since he broke the all-time scoring record. And he was very warmly received. I think there is nothing now but utmost respect for LeBron here in the Cleveland area. The first time he left, yeah, there was some angst and anger, but he came back, he promised a championship, think about that, and he delivered. And so warmly received, and obviously there's a lot of love in Northeast Ohio for LeBron, and he has earned that.
Yeah, absolutely, and they've got that special now, that museum that's taking place down in that Akron area as well, so it's kind of all tied together, and it just seems like yesterday that we got him in the draft, Tim. I tell you that. That's all I can
remember that.
Very much so.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's just incredible what he's been able to accomplish. And, you know, I don't know if we'll see the likes of that again. 21 years in the league and still performing at the level that he's performing at. That's the amazing thing. You've seen 39, 40-year-old guys play, but not at the level that LeBron James is playing. It's right. Simply amazing.
He's definitely one that lived up to the hype from his teen years and through the NBA and has just been able to really do a lot. And we are glad to be a part of it, having him on the Cavaliers and, of course, bringing us the championship in 16. All right, Tim, we're going to talk to you next week. We'll see what's happening with the Cavs. And maybe they'll be part of that tournament as we get through that. But other than that, we'll talk with you again next week. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, Bruce. Always good to talk to you and the folks on WEOL. Really appreciate it. And I had a blast being over at the Avon Hoban game, too. That was a lot of fun on Friday.
Yeah, standing on the sidelines with Gary Pelter. That's a lot of fun, I guess, for you.
Yes.
Anybody can spend Friday nights with Gary, it's you, for sure, right?
Or
Saturdays as well, right? Thanks, Tim. Have a good day. Tim Alcorn joining us talking Cavs basketball here on WEOL. It's brought to you by your Tuffy Auto Service Center on Cleveland Street in Elyria, Broadway, Lorraine, Route 58 in Amherst.